Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Winter Park. I'm here with producer Nate Vaughn. We got some things to talk about, some Vikings things to talk about, and some non-Vikings things to talk about. But we're going to start, of course, with our favorite football team, that being the Minnesota Vikings. Some news since we last got together on the Wobcast. The Vikings finalized the hiring of Pat Shurmur, a one-time head coach in the NFL. He joins Mike Zimmer's staff here with the Vikings, and he will be the tight ends coach. That will move former Vikings tight ends coach Kevin Stefanski to running backs coach, a spot that was vacated by the departure of Kirby Wilson to the Cleveland Browns. So a little bit of shuffling by Mike Zimmer on his coaching staff. You add Tony Sparano as the offensive line coach, with Jeff Davidson moving to San Diego, with Kirby Wilson going to Cleveland. You add Pat Shurmur, you put him at tight ends, you slide Kevin Stefanski to running backs, and now your Minnesota Vikings coaching staff looks fairly set. Those guys right now are at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and you know who else is there? Our guy, Vikings.com, V-E-N, staff writer Craig Peters is down in Mobile, and we're going to chat with him shortly about the sights and sounds of the 2016 Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. He's going to give us the skinny on what's going on. But first, some more Vikings talk. Some new Pro Bowlers added to the mix for the Minnesota Vikings. Adrian Peterson and Everson Griffin, already Pro Bowlers. You knew that. But three new ones added to the mix. Anthony Barr, Harrison Smith, and Teddy Bridgewater, who were alternates for the Pro Bowl, named to the Pro Bowl roster. They will practice this week and compete in the game on Saturday in Hawaii. So congratulations to those three Vikings on well-earned Pro Bowl nods. It's been a long time coming for Harrison Smith, particularly one of the best safeties in the NFL, finally gets a Pro Bowl nod. Happy to see him go and be rewarded. I know those guys are going to have some fun down there in Hawaii. Hopefully they stay healthy. They have a good showing in the game, and that's not a bad way for them to start their off seasons. Let's go to the conference championship games. They happened last weekend, and the Super Bowl is now set up. Super Bowl 50, which will be in Santa Clara, California, at the home of the San Francisco 49ers, Levi's Stadium. It will be played between the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos, since they won their respective conference championship games. We'll start in our favorite conference, the NFC, where the Carolina Panthers really dominated and blew out the Arizona Cardinals in a game that went sideways pretty quickly. Carolina has been starting out hot of late. They did so against the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks came back and made it interesting, and Carolina was able to close them out, but they had no problems closing out the Arizona Cardinals in this game. The Arizona Cardinals not able to muster much in the second half to try and come back. Carson Palmer struggled with interceptions and turnovers. I believe Arizona, Nate, had seven turnovers in that game, and the Carolina Panthers defense really sealed it in the fourth quarter with a Luke Kuechly pick six. But I think the big talker coming out of that game is Cam Newton and the way he's playing, completely dominating games, accounted for 45 touchdowns in the regular season. And listen, I'm not trying to be a prisoner of the moment, but I think the way Cam has been playing and when he's been playing so well in big moments and big games, playoff games, it begs the question, and we've talked about it down here in the studio when we're just shooting the wind with each other, is Cam Newton the best player in the NFL? He plays the most important position in all of sports, quarterback, and right now there's no one playing better than Cam Newton. He's a true dual threat. He can beat you from inside the pocket. He can beat you while running. They use designed quarterback runs with him, which gives you an extra blocker in the formation. And I'm not saying he is or he isn't. I just think it's an interesting question right now with how Cam Newton is playing. You know, is Cam Newton the best player in the NFL? Are we seeing a new era in the NFL with Cam Newton? Obviously, defenses are going to have an off season where they can adjust and study and figure out how to defend this Carolina Panthers offense, which is led by Cam Newton. But you just got to give all the credit in the world to the Carolina Panthers, to head coach Ron Rivera, to offensive coordinator Mike Shula, to defensive coordinator Sean McDermott, to Cam Newton and all the players on an absolutely outstanding season. They go 15-1, and they will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Representing the AFC in the Super Bowl after another epic showdown between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning will be Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. They win a squeaker at Mile High, 20-18. The Vikings certainly felt that pain, losing a three-point game to the Broncos at Denver earlier in the season. The Broncos pull out a close one against the New England Patriots as well in the AFC title game. It was the 17th meeting between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, a rivalry and a series where Tom Brady has enjoyed most of the success, but Peyton Manning got this laugh. Not necessarily playing better than Tom Brady, but leading his team, helping guide his team to a victory where they will now get to go play in the Super Bowl and play against the Carolina Panthers. Interesting end of game situations for the Patriots and Broncos, where the Patriots faced a couple of fourth downs late in the game and decided to forego the opportunity to kick field goals and instead go for it. It wound up being the right decision because they wound up scoring a touchdown, but just could not convert that two-point conversion to tie the game, and that allowed the Denver Broncos to go on and win the AFC title and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. A storybook ending, perhaps, for Peyton Manning. He wins the Super Bowl. You have to wonder if that's going to be it for him, if he'll try and come back and defend that Super Bowl title, but certainly an opportunity here for Peyton Manning to put an exclamation mark on what has certainly been one of the best NFL careers by a quarterback that we have seen. So congratulations to the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning, who will go on and play the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50. But before that game, we have the Senior Bowl to worry about, where some of the nation's best senior football players have descended upon Mobile, Alabama to practice and play in front of all NFL scouts and all NFL coaches, except for the Carolina Panthers coaching staff and the Denver Broncos coaching staff, who will, of course, be preparing for the Super Bowl. But everyone else is down in Mobile scouting out these senior football players. And before we get to Vikings Entertainment Network's staff writer Craig Peters and his thoughts on what's going on so far at the Senior Bowl, we're going to hear from a couple of guys at NFL Network, our old buddies Mike Mayock and Charles Davis. They talk about a few things, primarily, though, the depth at defensive tackle, and a wideout who is standing out, Braxton Miller.
Day one of the recent Senior Bowl in Mobile, Ladd Peebles Stadium. Mike Mayock, what stood out to you day one?
We knew going in the deepest positional group was defensive tackle, and boy, did that hold true. I thought Matt Ioannidis from Temple had a great day. I think the kid from Louisiana Tech had a phenomenal day, but the topper was Adolphus Washington from Ohio State. He was all over the field in one-on-one drills. He was too quick. He was too stout. He was great in team. I thought he put on a show.
They were so deep on the defensive line. You didn't even get a chance to talk about Sheldon Day from Notre Dame. You could go on all day, couldn't you? I mean, yeah. They were absolutely something. And one of the things we always look forward to when we get to the Senior Bowl is watching guys who are developing. And I know it's hard to imagine that we're talking about Braxton Miller as a developmental player from Ohio State. But that's exactly what he is. You go back a few years when he was a quarterback and dominating the Big Ten and the best player in that conference. Well, in the last year, he's become a wide receiver. And he's exciting. He's got great hands. He's got great movement, quickness, skill, but still developing as a receiver. And what better stage to do it than right here at the Reese's Senior Bowl, which gives him a chance to do it against the best.
For day two of practice at the 2016 Reese's Senior Bowl, going to see the North and the South. Mike, what are you looking forward to tonight?
Like always, I'm a one-on-one drill guy, and I really enjoyed Maurice Kennedy from University of Virginia. Thought he stepped his game up in press coverage. Really excellent competition. And then O-line, D-line, I thought Sheldon Rankins from Louisville said, hey, I'm a first-round pick. The offensive lineman, Cody White here, I thought had a real good day. And Charles, along with Vidal Alexander from LSU.
Yeah, and how about Jalen Mills and his coverage from LSU, who played it? I thought he played with extreme confidence out there. Really never got out of his back pedal. Said, hey, try and beat me, and no one could really do that. You know, I think Kentrell Brothers, who played very well for Missouri, a linebacker. He does a nice job. You mentioned Rankins inside. A lot of people didn't block him at all. I mean, he's just having a big, big time out there. So it's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, quarterbacks trying to spin it a little bit. Can Dak Prescott take that next step and put himself into the position of being a guy that people are going to look at a little bit higher than maybe they expected?
And Andrew, I think there's five or six first-round defensive linemen running around this week.
Craig Peters of the Vikings Entertainment Network, our staff writer, he's down there covering the Senior Bowl for us. We bring him in now so he can tell us what's going down in Mobile, Alabama. Craig, it is your second year down in Mobile covering the Senior Bowl for us. So you're starting to learn the ropes down there. I know the South is your home, but actually being at the Senior Bowl and in the mess the beautiful mess that is the Senior Bowl. You're kind of starting to know the ropes around there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. It was great to come down last year and get a feel for it and kind of plan out. And it's been great to have Mike down here. Last year was 60s, sunny. I think some of us from Minnesota even got a little sunburn last year.
Yeah.
This year there's no sun today. It's, the rain has moved through, but it's 46 or so with about an 11-mile-an-hour wind and moist coastal air.
Okay, yeah. Certainly not the case here. I can assure you it's as cold now as it was when you left, so please enjoy it while you're down there. Okay, so the squad obviously split up into North and South. That's how they split the Senior Bowl rosters up, for those of you who don't know. But, Craig, tell us the coaching staffs for each team and how, if you think there is an impact, how you think that impacts, you know, what those players are asked to do while they're participating in practices in the game.
Well, as you mentioned, the split between the North and the South, they try to keep it geographically aligned, but real quick, Minnesota, the University of Minnesota, actually has a player on each team.
Okay.
So that's going to be really interesting. You have KJ May, the receiver, and then you have the cornerback in Eric Murray. So they were going to team together one final time, and now they're going to play against each other for the first time on Saturday. So that's kind of a unique thing that we'll write about. But then North squad is being coached by Dallas Cowboys coaching staff, Jason Garrett, former quarterback. He's got four quarterbacks to work with. Jeff Driscoll, Louisiana Tech. You have Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State, big time program there with all the wins that they've stacked together. You have Kevin Hogan from Stanford. You have Cody Kessler from USC. So they've done a lot of play action passing and drills and practice, and a lot of traditional, what you would say, NFL offense. And that's always a big transition for quarterbacks with the prevalence of the spread game in college, moving towards trying to be a pocket passer or the bootleg, things like that.
Okay.
The South squad, Minnesota's own, from Zumbrota, Gus Bradley, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are coaching that team, and also got four quarterbacks. The ones that they have here are Alabama's Jake Coker. And then you have Dak Prescott from Mississippi State. I'm very familiar with him, as you know.
Yeah.
You have Arkansas's Brandon Allen, and also put up some great stats. And then after that, you have NC State's Jacoby Brissett. So it's been fun to see all those guys. Last year, I think there were three quarterbacks on each squad, and this year it's expanded to four apiece. Last year, they added the two-minute drill to try to get more experience, and you can see guys evaluated on running a two-minute drill. I think that's a great addition. Last year, they also added the option of playing nickel cornerback, so that's going to continue as well.
Okay. I love that kind of stuff, and I'm not surprised, Craig, they do that, because the director at the Reese's Senior Bowl is Phil Savage, and I know you know who he is, but for those who don't, former coach, scout, and GM in the NFL, takes his role with the Senior Bowl very seriously. I listened to him on Sirius XM NFL Radio a bunch, and I'm not surprised that they tweak the rules the way they do, because Phil really knows what these coaches and scouts are looking for. And I believe you had a chance to at least listen to Phil, if not talk to him, right? So I'm sure you know where I'm going with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Phil and the whole Senior Bowl staff here are to be commended. He took over as executive director in June 2012 and set out to make this, what he called this week, the 33rd NFL franchise.
Wow.
So that's his goal, and he actually gets to have no limit on roster amounts either. You know, I mean, they cap it around 110, but when you think about that, that's two more franchises almost. But he built that and the depth chart out kind of as any NFL team would. They've gone through, they start with a watch list in the summer. They narrowed it down. They in-person evaluated 250 college players across the country to narrow it down to the 110 that they're at now. Phil does a great job of checking the channels and scouts and double checking and this and that. And he thinks that between 90 and 100 of the players here are, his quote, conservative guess is that 90 to 100 players here will be drafted.
Oh, wow. That's pretty incredible. And the Vikings have some players who have played in the Senior Bowl. You know, Harrison Smith and Audie Cole, just to name a couple.
Absolutely. Last year, TJ Clemmings and Austin Sheffield were both here in Seville, and both were drafted by the Vikings. Harrison Smith is the home run. The Vikings staff was able to coach that Senior Bowl that year, and they had so much great exposure to him that they knew that they had a good feeling about a first-round pick on him, and it's really just continued to pay off for the Vikings ever since they picked Harrison.
And I remember, Craig, from being down there myself, I mean, that year the Vikings coached in 2012, you know, you had a lot of good players. Russell Wilson was there that year. Kirk Cousins was there that year. Bobby Wagner was there. I mean, you know, so, I mean, the Senior Bowl is not, you know, a poor man's anything. There are talented players at the Senior Bowl, no question about it. It's a serious event where you know, every team is represented there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can just see it time and time again. Russell Wilson is a great example. Tyler Lockett was a dynamic teammate of Wilson's this year. He was here last year. David Johnson with the Cardinals was here last year. The running back backlash was something pretty special. A couple of guys wound up on other teams in the NFC North with Amir Abdullah. And you have Jeremy Langford who's down here as well.
Okay, yeah.
So, he's with the Bears. So, yeah, you're either going to find a player that might be on your team or someone that you'll need to prepare for in future games.
Yeah. Hey, have you gotten your eyes on Carson Wentz yet? And, you know, I bring him up, Craig, obviously, you know, you and I aren't going to be talking about or writing about the Vikings needing to draft a quarterback early, so that's not why I bring him up. But he's, you know, local fans here will have an interest in him because of the North Dakota State tie. So have you gotten your eyes on him yet? And if so, what have you thought? And if not, what have you been hearing?
They did a lot of great passing drills today. North practice wrapped up a little bit ago. South is going right now. Again, with the play actions, the bootleg, his carried himself with an impressive demeanor, which is no surprise with the program that they've built at North Dakota State. And, 6'5", and he checked in at, I believe, 231. So, I mean, that's kind of some measurables that have kind of accompanied the quote-unquote prototypical pocket passer in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely going to come under the evaluation of everyone. But it's been fun to see all those guys go out and compete a little bit. So it's a great opportunity. It's really considered the ultimate job fair. That's for the players that are putting their foot forward, and then for like assistants, as well as people looking to break into scouting as well. There's so much networking that happens down here. It's really kind of a family type atmosphere,
yeah.
Unlike any other.
Cool. Yeah, you know, we've heard Mike Mayock talk about the depth at defensive tackle, Charles Davis talking about some of the receivers and Braxton Miller, but what are some things you're anticipating writing about? I know you've chatted with Jamal Stevenson, the Vikings director of college scouting. As you look down the road here the next couple of days, next day and a half or so, people who are going to catch your coverage on Vikings.com and the written and video stuff you guys are doing, what's coming up for you guys? What are you keeping your eye on?
Yeah, I think that there's a growing consensus that the interior of the defensive line here is really strong. Jamal mentioned that offensive line has good prospects, and that we're able to speak with Ian Rappaport and Albert Breer from the NFL media operation, and they were both speaking to the depth that is here. Maybe not the dazzling first few picks, but they think that there's going to be depth throughout. Albert Breer said he can see several guys going on to have 10, 12-year careers. We're getting started right here.
All right. Interesting. Well, I know you guys are busy down there, so we're going to let you go. You're a veteran of the South. That's your stomping grounds. But make sure you don't let Mike hear us out of your sights, okay?
Yeah, take care of him. He's loving it.
Okay, good.
He's loving it. It's been fun to initiate him, so to speak. And we're working hard, but we're having a good time while we're here. And the people at Mobile are great. And just really appreciate the opportunity to be here and get started on the 2016 draft.
All right, my man. Well, keep having fun. Keep working hard. Thanks for all the work and coverage, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks.
All right. We thank Craig Peters for joining us on this edition of the Wobcast to talk Senior Bowl, and we thank all of you for listening to this edition of the Wobcast. Coming up soon, folks, the 2015 season recap editions of the Wobcast. We will break it down into two parts, part one and part two, and we'll have Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, joining us to talk all things 2015 Vikings, put a bow on the 2015 season, and then briefly look ahead to what's in store for 2016. But that's next time. This edition of the Wobcast is over. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We're going to talk to you guys again soon. See you next time. So